Following his appearance on The Tonight Show and 60 Minutes in recent days, President Obama will again address the American public tomorrow night in prime time in his second scheduled news conference. Obama's mission on achieving some of his major goals took a hit last week, first with the outrage over bonuses given to executives at AIG, followed by the Congressional Budget Office on Friday announcing that the president's budget could create record deficits in the years to come. That led to criticism like this from New Hampshire Senator Jed Gregg yesterday.
We're talking about a deficit in the trillion-dollar range for as far as the eye can see. We're talking about deficits which are 4 to 5% of GDP, which is not sustainable under any form of government. We're talking about a public debt. This is the debt that people own of the federal government that will be around 80% of GDP. Historically, it's been around 40% of GDP in the out years. The practical implications of this is bankruptcy for the United States. There's no other way around it. If we maintain the proposals which are in this budget over the 10-year period that this budget covers, this country will go bankrupt.
But the president has many allies across the country, and they attempted to get his message out this weekend. That's when the president's Organizing for America group made its first big foray. The organization, housed inside the Democratic National Committee, is nearly 14 million members strong. And over the weekend, many of those members launched a nationwide canvassing event around the country. One such meeting was held in South Tampa early Saturday morning, where a dozen people gathered to discuss strategy and get people to sign on to supporting the president's ambitious budget plan. Deborah Schlacht was the hostess of the Pledge Canvas Drive in South Tampa.
Connor's going to talk in a minute. He printed off a bunch of these pledge cards, and this is what we're going to be asking people to sign today. And it will express their support for the three priorities of this administration, which are education, energy, and health care. And once people sign these, we're going to be giving them a sheet like this, which lists the names of the representatives here, the phone numbers, and a script that people can use to call and express their support for the president's budget plan. And in that way, we start to have the same type of influence in Congress that paid lobbyists have had for years.
Connor Davis from St. Petersburg said part of Saturday's outreach was to let people know that the group exists.
So we're going to go out, talk to them, you know, what are the biggest issues concern to you. A lot of people are pretty ignorant to the fact that there is this huge national debt looming over us. They're more concerned about what's going on with their day-to-day problems. So we've got information about energy independence, education, healthcare, what the president does plan on doing.
As the Organizing for America supporters prepared to hit the streets, Jane Gibbons acknowledged the severe news of the past week and spoke to her colleagues on how they need to be prepared to discuss those issues with citizens.
Unfortunately, there's been a lot of bad press this past week with the bonus situation, and I think we ought to discuss it among ourselves because people are going to be bringing that up, and I think we ought to,
I think it's important to bring across the fact that the president and the administration are trying to do whatever they can do to get that money back, and that they're really outraged about that situation.
I'm outraged about it, because I am.
Kathy Salidis and Debbie Schlacht spoke about their strategy.
But I think the point is here is that the budget is so important, the basic change is so important, so that we can go on to an economy that's built on something besides this, so we don't have to deal with these kinds of issues.
You just hit the nail on the head. I think that people are outraged about these bonuses, but it's just like during the campaign, we tried not to focus on the tax and focus on the broader issue of what's really important. And here we need to really focus on what's really important, which is changing our economy so that we have a sustainable economy where we're not just living from bubble to bubble.
As another way to boost Wall Street, citizen Norma Bean said she was going to give her grandchildren $100 apiece and tell them to buy stock, an idea she said she'd like to promote further.
I have a friend of mine who has three grandkids. She did it for them. If we each put $100 in the stock market, I mean, if we can get a movement going, that will give it a boost and it will be good. It would be a really good thing. And I know some people, if you're out of work or you just have enough money to pay you can't do it. But most people have $100, but I don't know how to start it because I'm not computer savvy.
As he prepared to go canvass at some of the same places he went last fall and distributing literature and spreading the word about Barack Obama, Connor Davis said he was ready to debate with critics about the president's spending plans.
Well, I mean, it's very ambitious plans, but keep in mind, those same people were negative about the New Deal. In 1939, New Deal was signed. We pumped hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars into the economy, building up infrastructure, creating new jobs. When those jobs are created, we have more people paying, once they have the jobs, they can pay their taxes. And I think that in the end, everything will work out.